我们今天来到《生命记》第二章。
Today we'll study Deuteronomy chapter 2.
讲到《生命记》呢，我们再讲到一个交叉路口。
When we talk about Deuteronomy, we're talking about a crossroad.
以色列人他们来到一个交叉路口，他们需要做一个选择。
The Israelites came to the crossroad and they needed to make a decision.
他们要选择什么？
What did they have to choose?
他们要选择生命。
They have to choose life.
生命在神里面的生命。
The life in the Lord.
不是在旷野的生命。
It's not the life in the wilderness.
是在迦南地的生命。
It's the life in the God promised land.
不是过去一直想着埃及的生命。
So in the past, they have been thinking about the life in Egypt.
是在那应许之地享受神丰盛的生命。
It should be the life that in the promised land that they can enjoy God's provision.
John Piper 写了一本书叫《不要浪费一生》。
John Piper wrote a book. The name is called Don't Waste Your Life.
他里面写了一个故事。
There is a story in the book.
他说有一个长者晚年的时候才信主。
It tells about an older man who believed in Christ at very old age.
这年纪大的人呢，教会为他祷告了几十年了。
The church has been praying for this person, this old person, for many years, tens of years.
他的心又抗拒又刚硬。
His heart was very resisting and very hard.
不知道什么时候呢 ，John Piper 的爸爸有一次讲道的时候，这个老年人出现了。
Not sure when. One time, John Piper's father was preaching, and this old man showed up.
崇拜结束之后，他跑上来握住他爸爸的手，每个人都吓了一跳。
At the end of the sermon, he came up and held hands with John Piper's father firmly, and everyone was shocked.
散会之后呢，他爸爸坐在那里跟这个老年人手握手的。
When people have left, John Piper's father sat down with this older man and hand in hand.
神打开这老年人的心。
God opened his heart.
他接受了基督的福音。
He accepted Jesus.
他从罪恶中被拯救出来。
He was saved from the sins.
得到这永远的生命。
And received forever.
但是呢，他这老年人的眼泪还不住的在流。
But his tears kept flowing.
他不住的说，我浪费了一生。
He kept saying, I wasted my life.
我浪费了一生。
I wasted my life.
一首诗是这么写的。
There's one poem who wrote this.
这是英文诗啊。
A poem in English.
他说：“仅此一生，消中即逝。
Only one life, I will soon be passed.
It will soon be passed. 啊，我打错了，是不是啊 ？S O O N 啊，为主所做的才能永存。
Only what's done for Christ will last.
仅此一生，消中即逝。
Only one life, it will soon pass.
这一生很快的，就会成为过去。
This one life will pass very fast.
我上个星期呢，我到这个加州参加这个牧者的这个聚会。
Last week, I went to California to participate in the pastor's gathering.
因为大家都戴着口罩。
Everyone was very masked.
我看到有一个人他说诶 Tony Wong, 这名字好熟。
So one person like I met, so this name sounds so familiar.
跟他谈谈然后他的太太过来的时候我就发现这个人因为先生戴了口罩看不出来太太戴了口罩那脸还是很熟。
So when then later his wife came by, like the husband was wearing a mask, I couldn't recognize.But the wife, even with a mask on, feels like her face looks so familiar.
我就问他以前在哪里牧会过。
So I asked him, where did you work as pastor before?
他讲了一些，然后没有听到我想听的话，我就问他还有在哪里呢？
So he talked about some, I didn't get what I was looking for, and then I kept asking where else.
最后他讲，我以前在 Oklahoma,
Later, he said, I once was in Oklahoma.
我就跟他说，你知道我来美国第一站在 Oklahoma, 那时候我在你教会待了半年。
So I told him, like, when I just came to U.S., I was in Oklahoma for half a year. I was in your church for that half year.
之后我就转学了。
And I was transferred to another school after that.
那是29年前。
That was 29 years ago.
29年这样子一下子就过了。
And feels like it's just a glimpse of an eye that the 29 years passed.
仅此一生啊，效忠祭司。
Just like the poem said, only one life, it will soon be passed.
什么叫做不浪费一生呢？
What does it mean not to waste a life?
事业有成吗？
Does it mean like you have a successful career?
表示这个幸福快乐吗？
Does it mean like you are happy?
表示这个功成名就吗？
Does it mean like you have accomplished something great?
还是表示你尽量帮助人呢？
Or does it mean that you help as many people as possible?
这个 Beatles 中文翻成披头那在1965年的时候出了一个唱片，里头有一首歌叫 Nowhere Man。
The Beatles released a song in December of 1965. The name of the song is Nowhere Man.
英文念起来比较有趣味，中文翻了就没有什么，没有同样的这个味道。
So the English lyrics were very rhyming, very interesting.
他说到有一个人叫做 Nowhere Man.
It talks about there's a man who was called Nowhere Man.
他坐在一个 nowhere land.
And he was sitting in a nowhere land.
在这个计划着他那个 nowhere land.
And making all his nowhere plans.
最后歌词说他是不是就像你和我。
And the end of the song said, is he just like you and me?
那歌词什么意思呢？
What does the song mean?
我们晓不晓得我们的去向？
Do we know where we are going?
我们晓不晓得我们人生目的？
Do we know our purpose of life?
当我们计划的时候，我们晓不晓得我们在计划什么？
When we are making plans, do we know what we are planning for?
诗人说这些都 go nowhere.
The poet said, all of this are in vain. It goes nowhere.
另外一首歌，我就干脆不翻中文了。它叫做 Blowing in the Wind.在微风中吹着。
There's another song called Blowing in the Wind.
他讲到说一个人抬头要多少次才会注意到天空。
The lyric says, how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
一个人需要多少只耳朵才会听见别人的哭声。
How many years must he have before he can hear people cry?
到底要死了多少人那人才会明白已经死了太多人。
How many deaths will it take for him to know that too many lives have died?
最后一句他说朋友答案就在微风中吹着。
And the end it says, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
答案就在微风中吹着。
The answer is blowing in the wind.
什么叫做答案就在微风中吹着？
What does it mean, the answer is blowing in the wind?
我不知道。
No one knows.
什么时候我们看同样的东西最后才看出来原来这是神的世界。
So when do we realize suddenly, no matter how deep we look at certain things, we'll realize this is God's world.
我们到底信息要听了多少遍我们最后才会醒觉这是属基督的生命。
How many sermons, messages do we have to hear that we realize this life is a life for God, for Lord?
信息在那里，圣经在那里，我们都每次都可以看得到。
The message is there, and the Bible is there. We can read it, we can see it.
就好像这个天在那里给人看的。
Just like the sky is there for people to see.
你可以头仰起来看一万次，还说看不到天。
You can say, I lift my head.And look up to the sky for 10,000 times, I still couldn't see.
你看不到，并不表示它不存在。
What you can't see doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
它在那里。
It is there.
总有一天你会看得到。
One day you will see.
你要仰头多少次才能看见？
How many times do you have to lift up your head so you can see?
晓得那天是真实的。
to know that the sky is real.
是真实存在的。
It exists. It's objective.
是确定的。
It's sure. It's there.
总有一天，他会临到你。
There's one day that he will face you.
总有一天你要面对他。
There's one day you have to face him.
你要在他面前屈膝。
You will kneel down before him.
不要浪费我们的一生。
Don't waste your life.
尽此一生效忠祭司。
We only have only this one life. I will soon be passed.
我们今天来看《生命记》第二章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 2 together.
我们来念第一节到第三节。
Let's read verse 1 to verse 3.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
此后我们回转。然后这里讲到说我们转回第一节。
This one talks about turn around.
那从哪里转回呢？
Where do we turn around from?
我们记得的话第一章讲到说神带以色列人要进迦南了，最后他们进不了。
We remember in chapter 1 it talked about God was leading Israelites to go to the land, the promised land.
进不了，为什么进不了？
They couldn't go in, why?
因为他们讲到说神要赐的的确非常好。
They said, yeah, what God has given us is so great.
可是对我们来说太难了。
But it's so difficult for us.
你还记得在民数记那里也讲啊，这里更是清楚的讲说神恨我们。
Do you remember what's recorded in the Numbers? And also more details are given here and recorded people say like a God hated us.
神要我们进这个地虽然美啊。但是我们进去的时候会被毁的。
God gave us this beautiful land. It is very nice, but if we go in, we'll be destroyed.
每一个基督徒都会说为耶稣基督而活是非常美好的。
Every Christian may say, yeah, live for Jesus Christ is very nice and beautiful.
但是心里面讲说我要为基督而活，我要命了。
But in the heart, the person may say, yeah, if I have to live for Jesus Christ, that will take my life.
要我的命，要我孩子的命。
It may take my life and also the life of my children.
因此我们就转回。
So we turn around.
以色列人转回之后做什么？
The Israelites, after they turned around, what did they do?
第一节后面讲到说，我们在西尔山绕行了许多日子。
The first verse told us that we were circling around walking around the mountain of Seir for many days.
绕行了许多日子，一直到耶和华有一天告诉他们说，你们绕行这山的日子够了。
They made their way around many, many days until one day the Lord said, you have made your way around this hill country long enough.
你们要转向北方去。
Now turn north.
你们绕行的日子够了啊。
God, the Lord said that you have made your way around the country too long enough.
我们来到第一点，要不浪费一生。
So the first point we want to talk about, do not waste life.
我们就要调整我们人生方向，要调整我们人生方向，我们就当醒觉，我们已经浪费了许多日子。
To stop wasting our life, we need to adjust the direction of our life. In order to adjust the direction of our life, we need to realize that we have wasted many days.
我们需要了解到我们已经浪费了许多日子。
We need to realize that we have wasted many, many days of our life.
在这个西尔山那里绕行的以色列神提醒他们说，你们在那山绕行的日子已经够了，够多了。
God was reminding the Israelites who were walking, making their way around the hill country of Seir, telling them that you have made your way around this country long enough.
以色列人出埃及是为了进迦南的。
The Israelites left Egypt. The purpose was to go into Canaan.
是为神征战的。
To fight for the Lord.
任何事物使他们不进迦南为神征战的，就是浪费人生。
So anything that prevented them from going into Canaan to fight for the Lord was a waste of life.
我们很多人 留念着埃及，留念着。
Many people are just remembering and the missed life in Egypt.
我们留念着世上的生活。
We are longing for the life of the world.
我们不愿意放下一切来跟随主。
We don't want to give up everything to follow Lord.
我们有一个错觉，我们认为说信耶稣跟做门徒是两个不同的阶段。
We have an illusion that to believe in Christ and to be a disciple are two different stages.
我们忘了耶稣基督每一次招门徒的时候，有人要跟着他的时候，要讲到说信耶稣的时候，他就讲到做门徒。
So we forget that each time when Jesus called on people to be his disciples, he told people to to do and to become his disciples.
我们要摆上我们的一生。
We need to put our lives.
我们得救是叫我们活在基督里。
We are to live in the Jesus Christ.
我们得救是叫我们为基督而活。
Our salvation is to live for Christ.
任何事物使我们不为基督而活的，我们就是在绕行，在浪费人生。
Anything that prevents us from living for Christ was to walk around wasting our life.
他们在希尔山绕行了许多日子。
You were walking around in the hill country of Seir for many days.
耶和华就说，你们绕行这山的日子够了。
And Lord said, you have made your way around this country long enough.
要转向北
去。Now turn north.
在2000年的四月份。
In April of 2000.
有两个老年人，一个叫 Ruby, 一个叫 Rola。
There are two old people. One is Ruby, one is Rola.
一个80岁，一个快80岁。
One is 80 years old. One is close to 80 years old.
在非洲的这个 Cameron 这个地方出了车祸死亡。
So they were involved in an accident, car accident in Cameron, a place in Africa.
Ruby 呢已经过了80。
Ruby was already over 80.
她一生都是单身。
She was single all her life.
她一生都把她倾倒于一件事情，就是要为着那些还没有听到福音的人，她摆上她一生。
She devoted her whole life for one purpose only, to share gospel to those who have not heard the good news.
所以他在非洲的 Cameron 这个地方就为了福音而摆上。
So she gave her life in Cameron for the gospel.
Rora 呢是一个寡妇。
Rora was a widow.
她是一个医生。
She was a doctor.
将近80岁那个时候。
She was close to 80 years old.
她常常跟着 Ruby 一起跑。
So she was accompanying Ruby all the time.
发生意外的那一天，他们在这个开车在山上。
When the accident happened, they were driving on the mountains.
刹车刹不来。
The brake failed.
他们整个车就掉到山崖下面去。
Their car fell into the depths.
他们当场就死了。
So they died on the spot.
请问这是不是一个悲剧？
Was this a tragedy?
两个生命为了一个他心里面的一个热忱为神花在一个没有人知道的地方为基督的荣耀在那里传福音。
Two lives were given for the purpose of sharing Jesus, the good news, the gospel, in a place that no one knows, and give their life to this purpose.
两个生命就是在平常美国人这个退休之后还花了20年的时间还继续在那里工作没有退休。
The two lives, in for most Americans, they probably have been enjoying retirement life, but they spend extra 2 years after retirement to work for the Lord.
退休之后在美国大部分我们都不会期待要做什么就在那里享受。
So for most people in U.S. after retirement, most people do not plan to do anything, probably just want to enjoy life.
两位老姐妹却在那里为神而奔波。
The two old sisters were running, were working for the Lord.
就这样子啊，那天从山上就掉下来就死了。
And that day, the car fell down the mountains and they died.
这是不是一个悲剧？
Is this a tragedy?
是不是？
Is it?
啊，不敢回答。这是一个荣耀。
This is a glory.
我们认识神的人，我们晓得我们的生命随时在神的手中。
For those who know the Lord, we know our lives are in the hands of Lord.
那一天，神决定了这两位姐妹要回到天家。
That day, the Lord said these two sisters, it's time for them to go home, to go to the heavenly home.
这是荣耀。
It's a glory.
我告诉你悲剧是什么。
Let me tell you tragedy. What is tragedy?
悲剧是在1998年的 Reader Digest 里面有一篇故事。
So it's the tragedy is a story that's recorded in Reader's Digest in 1998.
有一对夫妻
，a couple，
提早退休
，retired early。
他们之前在北边上班，这个太太51岁，先生59岁。
So the wife was 51 years old and the husband was 59 years old. They were working at the time.
他们就找了南边一个舒适的环境，在佛罗里达就住下来了。
So they were living in the north and then they found a place in the south and they settled down in Florida.
他们怎么享受他们退休的生活呢？
How did they enjoy their retirement life?
他们有一个30尺长的船。
They had a boat that are 30 feet long.
他们常常可以出去。
So they can go out to the sea often.
他们休闲的时间在那里玩棒球。
So in their other relaxed time, they were playing baseball.
他们在沙滩上捡贝壳。
They were picking up shells on the beach.
这是一个悲剧。
This is a tragedy.
当我们人生来到最终，我们这个唯一宝贵的人生，神所赐给我们的人生的最终的一个结果，就在那里玩棒球跟撕贝壳。
So this is a tragedy because for this a wonderful life that God has given us at the end, and that they were spending their life and time playing baseball and picking up shells.
想象有一天他们来到耶稣面前。
Imagine one day they come before Jesus.
他们会怎么说？
What will they say?
耶稣你来看我撕到的这个贝壳多漂亮。
Will they say like Jesus, please come and see. Look at how beautiful the shells I picked.
这是一个悲剧。
This is a tragedy.
经文说我们绕行这山的日子够了。
The scripture told us, the days are up while you are walking around the hill countries.
2017年，我们年底去芝加哥参加一个福音大会。
At the end of 2017, we went to Chicago to attend the Christian meeting.
很难想象哈，现在我们疫情之后的人，我们到了那时候参加大会，大家感冒咳嗽都不会觉得怎么样啊，就在那个时候就参加这个大会啊。
So at that time, it's hard to imagine now, like during pandemic, hard to imagine. At that time, people were coughing, having cold, and no one just really cared too much. We attended the big meeting.
那福音大会里面有一个讲员叫陈维恩牧师。
There was a speaker, whose name is the pastor Chen Wei En.
他之前在北加这个山谷华人圣经教会。
So he's a pastor of the Northern California, the Valley Christian, Chinese Christian Church.
他2007年就开始加入了这个差会受训练，然后之后两年他们就一家四口坐船到一个南太平洋的一个小岛上面。
So from 2007, they were taking the training, and 2 years later, the whole family took a boat to the southern Pacific, to a small island.
他坐了这个不到七公尺长的这个小船呢，就坐了150公里。
So they were in this small boat, less than 7 feet long, and they were in that boat for 150 kilometers.
来到这个小岛，这个直径只有三公里。
So they reached this small island, the diameter was only 3 kilometers wide.
又和当地的一个土族生活在一起，学习他们语言，期待能够跟他们传福音。
So they were living together with the locals there and learned their language, trying to share gospel with them.
如果你知道加州的话，
if you know anything about California,
这一次我去这个我去这个牧者的会议当中跟人家说，我原来在加州也待了4年，后来就跑回来这个中部了。
So when I was participating in the pastor's meeting, I said, yeah, I was once in California for 4 years, then I moved to the Midwest.
然后那个人就说了一句话，只有人去加州，没有人离开加州的。
And that person said one thing, there are only people who come to California, there are no people who leave California.
特别是牧师。
Especially pastors.
你发现加州牧师一大堆。
You can find there are so many pastors in California.
那陈维恩牧师怎么说？
What did the pastor Chen Wei En say?
我记得很清楚，他在上面讲，他
说， I remember clearly he was sharing on the stage.
他说他在这个加州的教会里面牧会到有一天，他就觉得说教会那么多人才。
So one, he was pastoring a church in California for many years, and one day he realized there are so many talents in the church.
我为什么还留在这里？
Why should I stay here?
他想到说，在许多地方还没有许多人没有听到福音。
He realized that in many places there are still people who have never heard of gospel.
他就放下他的工作。
So he put down his work.
就去这个做这个跨文化的一个福音工作。
So he went to join the cross culture.Gospel work.
对他来说，
to him,
留在加州那么多中国人的地方，你传不传福音呢？都有人跑来你教会的那个地方。
To him, for the place in like California, there are so many Chinese people there. Whether you preach gospel or not preaching gospel, there are always people who come to your church.
是浪费一生。
It is a waste of life.
他要调整他人生方向，他要到福音还没有传到的地方，他要向人们来传讲耶稣。
He wanted to adjust the direction of his life. He wanted to go to somewhere that people have not heard of gospel to share the good news.
第一点，我们要知道我们已经浪费许多的日子了。
So the first point, we need to realize that we have wasted many days.
我们要醒觉说我们今天已经浪费的日子已经够多了，我们需要转回。
We need to come to the realization that we have wasted so many days and we need to turn around.
第二，要浪费要不浪费一生呢，我们需要明白神的供应。
The second point, in order not to waste our life, we need to realize God's provision.
神的供应是不断绝的。
God's provision is never ending.
我们来读这个第四到第七节。
Let's read the verse 4 to 7.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
你吩咐们不在此，我们要经过他的界，他必去。所以你们要分外谨慎，不可亵他们。我都不给你，因我已死了。你要谢谢。因为耶和华你们的手手里所办的一切事，是你走着看，大家都知道这是好的事。 好，神在这里吩咐以色列人说，你们要上去经过有一个地方叫西尔
Now God said, you need to go and you will pass a land that's called Seir.
希尔是以这个雅各的哥哥以扫的子孙住的地方。
Seir is the land of Jacob's brother Esau's land.
他说你们要经过他们的境界，但是呢你们要谨慎，不要跟他们争战。
Lord said you will be passing their land, but be very careful, don't provoke.
因为这块地希尔是神已经赐给以扫的。
Because this is a land of Seir was given by Lord to Esau.
不但如此啊，你们如果有需要食物啦，需要水啦，你们要用钱跟他们买。
Not only this, but also when you need food or water, you need to pay, you need to buy from the locals.
为什么要用钱买呢？
Why do you need to use silver to buy?
第七节说，因为耶和华你的神在你手里所办的一切已赐福于你。
Because in verse 7 it told us, the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands.
你走的这大旷野他都知道，这四十年耶和华你的神常与你同在，故此你一无所缺。
He has watched over your journey through this vast desert. This 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked anything.
所以当以色列人要开始从这个绕行的日子，浪费一生的这个日子，开始转向神要他们走的方向的时候，第一件事情，他们要经过这个以扫所住的地方。
So the first thing after they wasted so many years wandering in the hill country, the first thing they need to encounter is to go through the land of Esau.
这个在希尔地呢，神提醒他们说，神已经赐福给他们。
In the land of Seir, God reminded them, God has blessed them with all the work of their hands.
要停止浪费一生。第二件事情，我们要知道神的供应。
So to stop wasting our life, the second point, we need to realize that God provided for us.
这一个道理呢，我们应该很清楚，因为在马太跟路加福音里面都讲得很清楚。
This is very clear, as stated in Matthew and Luke.
耶稣说不要为身体忧虑吃什么、穿什么，也不要为将来忧虑。
The Lord said, do not worry about what you eat, what you need to wear. Do not worry about the future.
那就讲到说，神尚且养活这些天上的飞鸟，你们岂不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
God has been taking care of the birds in the sky, and how precious you are. You are more precious than the birds.
很多人都晓得野地的花就是从这一个经文里头出来的。
So the song of the flowers in the wilderness came from that scripture.
耶稣为什么在那里说我们不要忧虑吃什么穿什么？
Why did Jesus say don't worry about what you need to wear, what you need to eat?
是不是因为门徒因为跟随耶稣忽然间工作没了，他们会担心？
Is that because the disciples were following Jesus and they lost their jobs?
有可能。
It's possible.
因为耶稣说你们不要忧虑这些，乃要先求神的国和神的义。
Jesus told them, like, do not worry about all of this. Seek God first.
这一段经文讲到不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么，所以是对那一些愿意为神而摆上的人、有担心的人说的。
So the scripture told us, do not worry about what you wear, what you need to eat. Those are said to those who are putting their life for the Lord.
这段经文不是给那些要为自己而活、为自己打算的人，生活中碰到困难的时候，神应许他们。不是。
So this scripture is not for those who are living the life for themselves and worrying about what they need to eat and wear each day.
这是给门徒。
So that promise was for the disciples.
门徒要为主而活的时候，他们要碰到困难的时候，吃什么呢？穿什么呢？
When they were living their life for the Lord, and they don't need to worry about what to wear and what to eat.
这应许是给那些要跟随神的人，然后就担心说我的儿女以后怎么样，教育怎么办呢？
So it's a promise for those who have given their life to the Lord, and they don't have to worry about their children.
为着这些人，耶稣才说不要为生命忧虑吃什么。
For this people, Jesus told them, do not worry about your life, do not worry about what to wear, what to eat.
那要先求神的国。
And seek God's kingdom first.
和神的义
and God's righteousness.
所以当以色列人要脱离这个绕行的一生的时候，神提醒了他们，他的供应是足够的。
So when the Israelites were ready to turn around, stop wandering, wasting their life, and God is reminding them God's provision is there.
当他们要停止这个绕行，要走神要他们走的路的时候，神提醒他们说，他们在神的手中一无所缺。
When they are ready to walk the road that God wanted them to, God is reminding them like God is with them and they lack nothing.
我们是否会为了担心未来而这个拦阻了我们对神的摆上？
Are we in the situation that we worry about the future that prevented us from giving our life to Jesus?
做学生的基督徒们啊
，For those student Christians,
我当初来美国的时候，在马来西亚出来美国之前就立志。
When I came to the U.S. When I came from Malaysia to U.S.
这个立志不是我想出来的，是我的辅导告诉我的。
I set up my mind, and that was not a thought from me, but my counselor gave me that thought.
立志什么？
What was my goal?
除了每个主日要参加主日崇拜，除了每个周每一周要参加团契以外。
In addition to attending the fellowship and the Sunday service each week,
三个事情，一定要参加祷告会，一定要参加主日学。
The three additional points: must attend the prayer meeting, must attend the Sunday school.
一定要参加诗班。
And must attend the choir.
然后我跟你讲过为什么我不参加诗班了哈。
I think I shared with you why I didn't join the choir.
在我做牧师之前，我是每个主日都参加诗班的。
Before I became a pastor, each Sunday I was a part of the choir.
做学生也有考试的时候，也有功课忙碌的时候。
Being a student, there were times of exams and a heavy workload.
但是我要坚持。
But I insisted on going.
要坚持将每个星期至少十分之一的时间摆在神面前。
I insist on giving 10% of my time each week to Lord.
除了我这个人的灵修，加上祷告会，加上团契，加上主日学，加上诗班，加上崇拜。
That includes my personal prayer quiet time and choir prayer meeting and the choir practice and then the sermon and Sunday.
我说我将来要摆上为神而摆上，但今天我还没有到那一步的时候，我先学习每个星期为神摆上。
I told myself that I wanted to give my life to the Lord, so I'm going to start practicing to give my life to Lord each week now.
每个学期开始之前，我就晓得说这次时间都是要用在教会里的。
Before each semester starts, I reminded myself this time needs to be used for church.
我在计划我哪几个学分，我在打算说怎么预备功课的时候，我都要想说这些事时间是不能碰的。
And when I was planning for my coursework, my schedules, and I set aside time saying this time cannot be touched.
要先来寻求神的国。
And I needed to seek God's kingdom first.
那这一切神必加给我们。
And the rest God will take care.
所以第一就是我们要知道我们浪费的时间日子够多了。
The first we need to realize the time we wasted is enough.
第二我们要晓得神的供应不缺乏。
The second we need to realize God will provide, we will never lack anything.
第三我们要停止浪费一生，我们要明白神的大能能够使我们战胜过去的失败。
The third we need to realize, in order to not waste our life, we need to know that God's power,will enable us to overcome all the difficulties.
我们要从第八节、那个是第八节不是第一节、第八节开始我们一起来念。
Let's start reading from verse 8.
于是我们离 他们的地我不赐给你，因为你先前有你。那这经文里面有很多信息哈，有时候跟这样子读过去还不是很清楚。
There are a lot of rich messages in these verses.
那基本上说到说我们以色列人离开了这个西尔。
Basically, it explained that the Israelites left the Seir.
前面讲到说，他们先经过西尔，就是以扫的地方。
Earlier passages told us they were going to Seir, that's the land of Esau.
他们离开西尔之后，就来到摩亚的旷野。
So after they left Seir, they came to the desert road of Moab.
然后神就吩咐他们，你也不可以搅扰摩亚人。
And God told them, do not harass the Moabites.
因为摩亚的这个地呢，是我赐给他们的。
Because the land of the Moabites was given by me.
就跟前面西尔同样的意思。
It's the same meaning as the Seir land.
那来到第十节的时候，他讲得更清楚。
So when we come to verse 10, it's more clear.
你知道摩亚的地是怎么得到的吗?
Do you know how the Moab lands were taken?
或者以扫他们在西尔地是怎么得到的?
Or how did Esau got the land of Seir?
第十到十二章就讲得很清楚，说原来这块地呢，摩亚的这块地跟西尔的这块地呢，原来都有巨人居住在那里。
So from verse 10 to 12, it was clear that the land of Seir, the land of Moabites, they used to have the giants living in those lands.
他说身体高大，像亚拿族人。
So it described them, their build was huge, they're like the Anakites.
你看到的摩亚地，摩亚人住在那里，是因为之前神为他们把这些巨人都赶走了。
The Moabites took the land because the Lord drove away the giants.
你看到这个西尔地啊，那个以扫能够住在那里，也是因为神把地赐给他。
Also, the land of Seir, the reason that Esau could live there was the Lord drove the giants away.
也就是说。他提醒以色列人说，你要知道说神赐给他们的地，不管那个地里头有多大的巨人，神都可以赐给他们。
In other words, God was reminding the Israelites, no matter the land the Lord gave them, no matter how hard or giants the people were living those land, God would fight for them.
神要赐给摩亚跟这个以东他们的地，那地虽然是可怕的，但是神还是赐给他们了。
So the land that God gave to Esau and gave to Moabites, even though it was very scary for the people, but they took possession with God's help.
这个就提醒到以色列人，因为当初他们要进迦南地的时候，就是因为那个地呢，有巨人，他们怕不敢进去。
So this reminded the Israelites when they first came to Canaan.And they were afraid of giants, and they were so afraid they didn't cross.
神能够带领他们战胜巨人。
God would fight the giants for them.
神能够带领他们。这里highlight 的字是这个撒列西带领他们经过撒列西。
God would lead them to pass Zered Valley.
团契的时候，我不晓得你们的带查经的 人有没有特别谈这一段啊？
I'm not sure when in the fellowship in the Bible studies whether the leader was showing you this paragraph.
我们在预查的时候谈到撒列西是什么地方？
In the pre-study, we talk about the Zered Valley. What type of place is it?
他们经过撒列西的时候，正好是38年。
So when they passed the Zered Valley, it was exactly 38 years.
也就是他们停止漂流的那一天。
It's exactly when they stopped wandering.
神能带领他们战胜巨人。
God would lead them to fight the giants and win.
神也能够带领他们脱离绕行的一生。
And the Lord also was able to take them out of the wandering days.
能带领他们胜过过去的失败。
God will help them to win over their past failures.
他们过去的失败就是进不了迦南，而在旷野里头绕行了。
Their past failure was that they couldn't enter the land of Canaan and they were wandering around. So in my life of service, like in 2006, I went to the seminary.
2002年去了神学院。
2002, I went to seminary.
然后2012年的时候去了加州。
And I went to California in 2012.
这两个地方呢，你们听过师母分享哈，就对我们来说很特别。
You probably have remembered what my wife has shared before. These two places were very special to us.
2002年我们要开始读神学院的时候，我的老大才两个月大。
In 2002, when we were about to start the seminary, my eldest son was only 2 months old.
那时候我们读完神学院之后，然后就开始在校园里头，各个校园里头去传福音。
After I graduated from seminary, I started sharing gospel in all the campuses.
可是哪里知道传了不久之后我们就胆怯，我们就退下来了。
So after a while we were afraid, so we stopped.
我们有太多的事情我们觉得不满，我们就从这个 full time 的退下来。
We were not happy with the many situations, so we stopped the service for full time.
我们继续在那个退下来的那个地方，在教会里面继续帮忙。
We kept helping the church service, when we stopped doing full-time service.
虽然服事也不少。
Even though the service work was still a lot.
但是我们晓得，我晓得，我是退下来的。
But I know that I was no longer full-time.
我需要再回到这个全职的工厂里头来服侍神。
I need to go back to a full-time full-time work to serve the Lord.
所以后来我们到了这个 Kentucky, 我继续在读，去那里的神学院读。
So I continued when we went to Kentucky, I continued my seminary study.
2012年我们终于有一个机会，我们回到全职的工厂。
In 2012, we had a chance to go back to full-time service.
我们就到了加州。
We went to California.
那时候我们老四最小的那个两个月大。
At that time, our smallest child, the fourth one, was 2 months old.
师母常常就说，第一次失败，第二次的时候呢，神就好像又提醒他，当初出来的时候两个月大的小孩，现在还有一个两个月大的小孩。
And my wife shared like the first time the oldest son was 2 months old, and now the youngest one is 2 months old.
换句话，你不要把之前的失败放在心上，神再给你一次重新。
In other words, don't put your past failures and keep remembering them. God will give you another chance.
到了加州不容易。
When we went to California, it was not easy.
我们不久之后就听到有谣言说我们孩子太多，四个。
And after not long, we heard some rumors that people were complaining that we have too many children. We had four.
太太也不工作。
And my wife doesn't work.
你知道我们在的教会里头传道跟长老他们的太太都工作。
And just remember, in the church we serve, all the elders, their wives all work.
然后他们就开始谣言说他们做不久，很快就会离开，或者说他们花太多时间照顾家里面，根本就不能做教会的事情。
So there was a rumor that came out saying, okay, they won't last long because they will spend so much time taking care of their family business, they won't be able to serve.
那神还是照样的按着他的恩典带领我们。
But God kept his promise and was leading us with his grace.
这些困难神都能够带领我们胜过。
And he led us to overcome all of these difficulties.
这些过去的失败神都能够带领我们得胜。
And God will lead us to overcome our past failures.
后来有弟兄姐妹就跟我讲。
Later some brothers and sisters were talking to me.
我是后来才知道有这些谣言的。
I learned about the rumors way afterwards.
说你们刚来的时候我就在那边看，看你们到底会怎么服侍。
And those brothers and sisters were telling us, okay, when you just came, we were observing, see how you would serve.
然后最后才发现你做的比别人都多，and, 比其他的长老跟传道都多。
And later we realized, like, you worked harder and more than the other elders.
虽然太太不工作，虽然家里有四个小孩。
Even though your wife didn't work and you have four kids.
人家的小孩都已经是高中或者大学或者就几一两个啊，你们的都还是很小，都要照顾的。
And the others have older children, probably in high school or in college, and you have four smaller ones.
我们要能够不浪费一生啊，我们要能够走在主的道路上的话，我们要知道说神的大能必帮助我们。胜过过去的失败。
In order not to waste our life, we need to realize that when we are following God's direction, follow His heart, God will help us overcome our past failures.
我们时间到了，所以我就停在这里。还有一点我就不讲了。
Our time is up. I'll just stop here.
最后一点是讲到说，我们要停止浪费一生，我们就要需要明白神的信实。神的信实必使我们持续的得胜。
The last point I wanted to mention is in order not to waste our life, we need to realize God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness will guide us, will enable us not to waste our life.
我们需要知道说我们浪费的日子已经够多。
We need to know like the days we wasted is enough.
我们要转向神。
We need to turn around to God.
我们需要知道说神的供应必不缺乏。
We need to know that God's provision will help us lack anything, lack nothing.
我们需要知道说神必能够使我们胜过过去我们失败的。
We need to know that God will enable us to overcome our past failures.
我不要为着过去我们站不起来而总是觉得内疚。
We should not feel guilty or dwell in the past failures.
应该这么说，如果你今天还不站起来的话，应该为你过去不站起来内疚。
If you don't stand up today, and you need to regret for the past time that you did not stand up.
但是今天你若愿意站起来的话，
But today if you are willing to stand up,
就不要再为过去的失败。
And then forget the past failures, don't dwell on them.
神能带领我们胜过。
And God will help us overcome.
他不但让带领我们胜过，他的信实必使我们持续的得胜。
Not only will He lead us to overcome, His faithfulness will enable us to stay victorious.
你问说我要怎么做才能够不浪费我的一生？
You ask, okay, how do I do in order not to waste my whole life?
我怎么知道说神要我做什么？
How do I know what God wants me to do?
如果你有这个问题，欢迎你跟我联系啊。
If you have this question, please contact me.
我不会把教会所有的需要摆在你面前啊。
I will not share all the needs of the church in front of you.
但是在你知道之前，你还是可以做几件事情。
But before you know, you can still do quite a lot of things.
学习把你 每个星期的十分之一的时间献给神。
Learn to give a 10% of your time weekly to God.
你找工作吗？要找一份工作，容许你能够还能够有十分之一的时间摆在神面前。
If you're looking for a job, try to look for this job that will enable you to give a 10% of your time to the Lord.
你在新的学期要选功课的话，要晓得十分之一的时间应该归给神。
When you set up your schedule for the new semester, remember to set aside 10% of the time to the Lord.
高荣德牧师是唯一的一个牧师，我听到他说，你少拿一点课啦，多来中心啦。
So the Pastor Gao was the pastor who kept telling us, don't take so many courses, come to church.
有人觉得他这样子要求太过分。
Some people think the way he requires people is too much.
但是他提醒我们说，你的忠心不是以后毕业之后的事，是今天的事。
But he reminded us, the faithfulness is not a matter of after you graduate, it's a matter of now.
预备自己。把圣经好好的研究一遍。
Prepare yourself to study the Bible carefully.
有机会用你的假期去短宣。
And use your vacation or your break to go on a missionary trip.
我们教会没有短宣，但是短宣的机会到处都有。
Even though our church does not have the short-term missionary trips, but there are plenty of opportunities for you to join one.
两个星期的假期，你倒不如说，过去几年两个星期的假期都用在游玩上面，明年的两个星期的假期让我去短宣。
So in the past, you might have spent your two-week vacation on just enjoying stuff. But how about set aside 2 weeks of vacation next year to join a missionary trip?
你不知道有哪些短宣机会，也可以来找我。
If you don't know any missionary trip opportunities, you can come talk to me.
让神开你的眼睛，看到各地的需要。
May God open your eyes and to see the need of all over.
特别学生们，你们暑期跟 winter break 的时候都有时间可以装备自己，都有时间可以去短宣。
For the students, especially when you are in the summer and winter break, and try to equip yourself and join those missionary trips.
最后，我们曾经有一个故事，无知的财主。他赚了很多钱，然后神说，无知的财主，你的财宝要留给谁？
So the Bible tells of a story of a rich person, like a stupid person, like he saved all his money, his possessions. God is asking, so who are you saving them for? Because your life will be taken.
这么富有的一个人生，却是一个浪费的一个人生。
And such a rich a life is a life of waste.
我的祈祷就是每一个人在神面前，将来在神面前不会后悔说我浪费了一生。
My prayer to all is every one of you, when you come to face Lord in the future that day, you will not say like I wasted my life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们仰望你。
Lord, we lift our eyes on you.
我们脚的一切的丰盛在基督里。
And thank you for giving us all the richness in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也晓得为主而活是一个最丰盛、最荣耀的人生。
We know that to live the life for the Lord is the most glorious, most fulfilling life.
但是我们却常常却却步。
But many times, we become timid.
我们走不进去。
We stop outside, we don't dare to move forward.
我们在那里绕行。
We were wandering around.
提醒我们，我们浪费的日子够多了。
Remind us that the life we wasted is enough.
让我们转向你。
Help us turn around to you.
让我们胜过过去所胆怯的。
Help us overcome our past failures, our past timidness.
相信你的供应。
Trust your provision.
让我们能够一生过得胜的生活。
And help us to live this life, whole life of victory.
奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.